Welcome to the Sydney Property Muppets Podcast. My name is Kurt Lawther. I'm the real estate agent, and with me forever is...
Chris, the buyer's agent.
Ah, Chris, this is just always fantastic, you know, just spieling a yarn, spieling a story.
Welcome back. We're in cricket season now.
We are. Let's not talk about it.
It's way too depressing. Who knows, by the time this episode comes out, maybe it's not so depressing. Hopefully. You came this week with a story... What's the story? Give us the story of Morning Glory.
So the story is selling a home, the front of the home, brick. It's been around for ages, still pretty good quality, but the back of the house was an extension.
Okay.
We got a building and pest report because we thought it would be handy in case someone wanted to keep the front of the home.
So this is you're doing it for the vendor to, to sell the property? To have a building report ready.
Yeah, so to have a building report ready for the vendor, but also to make it easier for the buyers. Now, because the building inspector is doing a whole thing, they're going to look at the back of the house, which is fibro, and it's had borers through.
So we're talking like knockdown.
Yeah.
Was anyone going to really hold on to this part of the property?
No.
No, okay. No. So you bid a building report for an area that no one's going to hold on
maybe
to.
Maybe a squatter.
Right, okay.
Anyway, I've got another story about that one. During the campaign, buyers came through. We gave people the building and pest report when they came through. And do you know what happened, Chris?
I got a feeling they had questions about the building report.
They did.
In a part of the house they were never going to keep.
Yes, in the back of the... It's like we've had a conversation about this.
Well, it's also not surprising. I deal with buyers a lot of time. These are the weird things I see a lot of time. But yeah, so how'd you overcome that?
We said, you're going to knock it down. And there's some back and forth. I mean, like, yeah, but it's going to affect the price. And it's like, but you're buying land.
Yeah. Bit of miscommunication or bit of issue there. I get that.
So to bring this to the point, this is about building and pest inspections.
Yeah, building reports.
And sort of what to expect, what they cover, what they don't, expectations.
Yeah, so I think overall, people getting a building report, whether it's the vendor or the seller, there's probably a lot of assumptions that we see, you and I see, if people coming in, having them done, they think it's going to cover, right? They think it's going to cover the electrical, they think it's going to cover plumbing, left, right, and center. Lots and lots of structural engineer. Like, you know, is that beam going to hold that up to 10 ton? And is that going to hold up to 2 ton? When that's actually not what a building report is about. Building report is around assessing the property from a quality. Is it in comparison to other properties that have been sold recently or in the area? Is it above average, average, or below? And also working through issues like, okay, is there mold? Mildew. Is there asbestos with a key one?
Is it structurally sound?
Is there a fence around the pool and so forth? But in essence, it's not much more than that.
Yeah.
It's pretty limited. So people can move into the buy after they do a building report and go, I had one recently where my buyer, you know, was like, okay, the electrical box is blowing, it needs a new one. This is like a month later after selling the property. Do you think the previous vendor can come and do something about that? And I'm like, and also the building report never picked it up. I'm like, well, the building report did describe the box, did have a look inside, but had 20,000 clauses saying, I'm not an electrician.
Yep.
So unfortunately, and we got it for a good price. So she was happy to put a bit of money in to get it fixed.
And I think that's sort of the expectation from both the vendor and the buyer's perspective. One thing I know the vendors can often get a bit upset is they might meet the person who's doing the building and pest inspection and say, yeah, your house is in really, really good nick. The thing is, though, they can still be, for some parts, liable in certain ways. So the vendor can often have this perception, oh, it's going to be like a 2-page report.
Yeah, they've been verbally said, it's good, because the building inspector is good.
Yeah.
But like you said, they've actually got to go on the detail and nitpick.
Yes.
To some degree.
And then also from the purchaser's perspective, I think we're having this discussion, it's sort of like, you don't want anything in the report to come up because you're like, oh, this is a great property because sometimes you have to purchase it.
Yeah.
But often then all these extra things can start coming out that you didn't think were going to be there.
Yeah, I think as a buyer, you might have recognised things. You might have seen there's some water damage in one part of the property. And so you're going, well, I'm expecting that to come up there. So it's actually okay to get back the things you're expecting. It's more when you get back things you weren't expecting. So another part of the house looks to have been, you know, substandard build or something like that. They're like, oh, I'm glad I know that because I want to know that, but I'm a bit surprised about it. And then there's this part of negotiation. Now, in other states and other areas where there's cooling off period and stuff, sometimes you can put an offering in those other areas and then you can negotiate after. You can do that a bit in Sydney, but more often than not, you're signing under, you're waiving those. I've touched on that many times in this podcast. So there's not as much of an ability to really leverage those points. It's more buy aware, buy beware. You know those factors, okay?
Yeah.
You need to know what you're going to be buying and move forward either with confidence or don't buy.
And I think the thing to understand is you can still buy a property. Your properties can still sell, even if there are issues, even if things raised in the building and pest. Often one thing I get as a selling agent is people don't trust the building reports that come back because they think the agents have used someone that's going to favour them.
It's a very big feeling and some truth to it, maybe not with definitely not with you, but...
But yeah, and I could imagine there will be some agents out there that will be making sure they just get exactly what they needed in it and things covered up. I like to be honest because I'm going to have a relationship with that person, whoever the purchaser is for the next however long. So but just knowing the property can still sell.
Yeah, and so things like people can have this perception, oh, if the place is been marked as unsafe, so let's say there's a balustrade that's below the levels, or there's actually not a balustrade, and the marking of the report says it is categorically it is unsafe, or there's no fence around the pool, or there is a limited fence, or whatever, it is an uncompliant pool. People do, I think people haven't purchased and sold, I know, they just believe, well, the property can't sell.
Yeah.
Absolutely, the property can sell. Conveyancers listen to write to each other and identify and agree that we are aware that we are buying an uncompliant pool.
Yeah.
Or situation or safety.
I think probably take one little step back from that. I think also people make a mountain out of a molehill.
Molehill, okay, yeah.
I think I got that right. That sometimes, you know, whether it's the compliant or whether there's a little bit of asbestos in the eaves or all these things, sometimes it blows up bigger than it needs to be as well.
Yeah, definitely.
And I think that's where having a really good trusted advisor, whether it's in the form of a buyer's agent or a trusted parent or someone who's done it quite a bit or knows a bit about property, and from a selling agent's perspective, the vendor trusting the agent to handle.
Yeah, definitely. So that's, hopefully that helps you out in terms of building reports, what cover, what's not covered. One thing I'll just quickly add on to it is, let's say you're worried about flooding in the area or you're really worried about the plumbing, you can hire a plumber to come and do a building report from a plumbing standpoint.
Yeah.
You can hire an electrician to come and do it. Now, these are all going to be additional cost and things. I'm not going to balk at them. But in Sydney, your average price, and the median house price is 1.7.
And it depends where you are. You could be looking at 3, 4, 5. Yeah,
15 million, right? So it's probably worthwhile doing. People don't do it a lot of time with the road about time. But hopefully that's been useful for you today in terms of understanding what's in a building report, what's not, and each side of the deal, how a vendor sees it and how a buyer sees it.
Perfect.
Right.
Now, on to our three quick cues, Chris. Are you ready?
Now, I am, but we're not doing three quick cues. I've got a different game for you today.
Really?
Something to keep you on your toes.
Surprisingly.
Surprising you, yes.
Ooh, I feel
surprisingly
special. I'm feeling wined and dined, baby. Let's
bring it on. So, I'm going to give you the three agencies' names, right? You might want to write them down.
Okay.
We have Ray White.
Yep.
We have McGrath. And we have Harcourts. I'm going to give you their three taglines.
Oh.
Now, interestingly enough, I don't think in real estate taglines, it's not like Energizer Bunny and Coca-Cola and Nike where they're as synonymous. From the good people in Amy, if you want to sponsor, jump on board. Right, so I'm going to give you each of theirs.
Tagline?
So, first one is, guiding you home.
Guiding you home. Do I have to pick now, or is it something I can...
You can get to me at the end. I think at the end.
Yeah, spit them all out.
Don't pick an agent. Pick a team.
Yep.
And last one, further together. So Ray White, McGrath, Harcourts for further together. Let's go.
We're good to add that continuing music as I try and sit here. I honestly think, still keeping in the theme of quick, I think don't pick an agent, pick a team is McGrath. Don't tell me. Further together is going to be Harcourts, and Ray White is guiding you home.
That is amazing. You got them all incorrect.
So honestly, when you first said that is amazing, there was a part of me was like, if I've got this right, it's going to be like, I was going to explain my methodology.
What it shows us is you're not jumping ship anytime soon, because that definitely ruined your approach to these ones. So Ray White,
yep.
Further together. McGrath, guiding you home. And Harcourts, don't pick an agent, pick a team.
Do you know what? In fairness, if I had more time, I'm not saying I would have gotten that correct. I'm not saying that. But knowing them, I'm like, okay, I can see why they are where that is.
Yeah, they all do actually make sense. But I get it in terms of being a blind test. So, yeah, appreciate that.
Perfect. Now, a special announcement, guys.
What do we got?
This is our very first episode where we have an audience member. Yep, so, congratulations. Well done.
Ali Kurtz, a lovely partner, sitting there watching, amazing, laughing, giggling, saying nothing.
We're going to give her autographs after.
She's very lucky, very lucky.
She is a lucky woman.
Very good. Okay, well, for our audience, Kurt, on to you. Bit of homework.
Subscribe if you're on YouTube.
Subscribe. Perfect. Keep it simple. Subscribe. We like it. Keep it simple. Subscribe for us.
Hit that button. Feel the information inside you. Anyway.
Subscribe.
Stay strong.
Thank you for dropping by.